A federal appeals court panel heard oral arguments on the Juneau access road today. A lower court ruled that the decision to go ahead with a highway along the coast of Lynn Canal violated the National Environmental Policy Act because it didn't properly analyze what could be done with the ferry system as an alternative. The state argued that the decision was legal, APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
They call it the Juneau Access Project, and it's been a political football for decades. The environmental impact statement for the construction project to link the state capital to the Continental Road System came out late in the administration of former Governor Tony Knowles, but he froze all action on it. It would have eaten up most of the state's share of federal highway money. By the time the project had been revived during the Murkowski administration, federal officials had ruled out the section of road closest to Skagway and Haines, because it had to cross protected land. So another analysis was done, this time coming up with a preferred alternative involving a shuttle ferry to move vehicles between the end of the road and the two towns on the road system. Environmental groups sued, and ultimately District Court Judge John Sedgwick agreed with them that the environmental impact statement did not include enough analysis of what could be done with state ferries. The state argued to the appeals court that it did. Assistant Attorney General Sean Lynch said the law requires a reasonable range of alternatives, and that range did cover all the possibilities of using the ferry system. He said the ferries basically run at maximum capacity at all times, so any more ferry service for Haines and Skagway would have to be taken from somewhere else. Arguing the case for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council and the other plaintiffs, Attorney Kate Glover said, "Wait a minute, what about those shuttle ferries? How can the state say it doesn't need to analyze what it can do with the ferry system while at the same time requiring shuttle ferries? They would have to come from somewhere."
And certainly we don't think it's the right solution is reducing service elsewhere, but the problem is that everything the state's looking at doing would have that effect.
All three judges on the panel had questions of both sides. Judge Richard Clifton said the court's job was to decide whether the state had analyzed the ferry system, and it seemed to him that they had. Glover responded that there was no actual analysis of what could be done with the entire fleet of ferries as the fleet exists. Attorney Lynch argued for the state that things are always changing in the world of ferries, and all the state could do was take a snapshot of the system at a given time and work with that. He said there were two such snapshots from the time of the original EIS in 1997, and then a second one from when the supplemental EIS was written in 2006. The conclusion, using either one of them, is that a road is a better alternative. With a $500 million price tag and the Federal Highway Administration choosing not to participate in the appeal, the environmental groups are asking if it wouldn't be better if, as the legislature plans for new ferries, it kept the Lynn Canal route in mind. That appears to be a political rather than a legal question. Glover says already work is proceeding on the next generation of ferries, the Alaska-class ferries, with the money already budgeted.
And I think that was a great decision. I'd like to see the state use those new boats to help out ferry service everywhere in Southeast Alaska.
But Sean Lynch pointed out that other vessels in the ferry fleet are reaching the end of their design life. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.